How to Make Underglaze Ink by Kevin. How to Make Thickened Underglaze for Emulsion Silkscreens, a step-by-step guide. Creating thickened underglaze is essential when working with emulsion silkscreens or heat transfer silkscreen stencils on ceramics. Thickened underglaze gives you better control during the screen printing process, ensuring a crisp, clean transfer onto your clay surface. In this guide, we'll show you how to make and use thickened underglaze using a few simple supplies. Supplies needed for thickened underglaze. Before you begin, gather the following materials. Underglaze, like Amoco Velvet. Underglaze or Speedball underglaze. Palette knife. Baking pan / metal pie tin, or use silkscreen medium for a quicker method. Gum solution, optional, for added creaminess. Step-by-step instructions for making thickened underglaze. Prepare the underglaze. Start by pouring a thin layer of underglaze into your baking pan or metal pie tin. Brands like Amoco Velvet underglazes work great for this process. If you're using Speedball underglaze, it can be used straight from the bottle, but thickening it will improve the results when working with silkscreens. Let the underglaze sit. Allow the underglaze to sit uncovered in the pan. This helps the water in the underglaze evaporate, causing it to thicken over time. Stir daily to prevent skin formation. Each day, stir the underglaze with a palette knife to remove the skin that forms on top. This ensures an even consistency and prevents clumps from forming. Check for proper consistency. After a few days, test the underglaze by scooping a small amount with your palette knife. The underglaze should be thick enough to stay on the knife without falling off easily. This is the ideal consistency for silk screening. Optional, let it dry out slightly. If you prefer an even thicker consistency, allow the underglaze to dry a bit longer. Some artists like to let it dry slightly too much for more control during the application process. If the underglaze becomes too dry, or if you want a smoother application, add a few drops of gum solution. The gum solution makes the underglaze creamy and easier to apply through the silk screens, improving your overall results. Why use thickened underglaze? When working with emulsion silkscreen stencils or heat transfer silkscreen stencils, thickened underglaze ensures your design transfers cleanly without smudging or bleeding. Regular underglaze may be too runny, but by thickening it, you gain more control and can achieve sharper, more detailed prints. Pro tips for using thickened underglaze with silkscreens. Consistency is key. Make sure the underglaze is thick enough to stay on your palette knife without dripping, but not so dry that it cracks when applied. Gum solution for smoothness. Adding gum solution can greatly enhance the smoothness and flow of your underglaze, making it easier to push through the silkscreen mesh. Silkscreen medium for faster results. If you want to skip the drying process, consider mixing your underglaze with a silkscreen medium. This method will thicken the underglaze quickly, allowing you to start silkscreening right away. Conclusion. Making thickened underglaze for use with emulsion silkscreen stencils or heat transfer. Silkscreen stencils is a simple but crucial step in achieving professional quality designs on your ceramic pieces. By following this guide, you can easily thicken your underglaze to the ideal consistency and apply it smoothly for stunning results. Don't forget to experiment with gum solution and silkscreen mediums to fine-tune the process to your liking.